What's up, world? Welcome to the Positive Truth, uplifting and positive news. So if you believe in yourself and the world around you. Tim, what are we trying to bring?
Here at the Positive Truth, we're trying to bring awareness, empowerment, inspiration, optimism, and understanding to communities everywhere. JP, how are you, sir?
Let me back up because I was a lot closer to the mic than you were.
It's okay. I'm louder than you.
You know, you're not wrong. Happy Monday to all the listeners. This is the Positive Truth. We have two positive news stories to brighten your day. Tim, what do you have?
I'm going all the way to South Africa for my first positive news story. So I have two women, one by the name of Gina, the other one by the name of Marina. They decided they wanted to go on this safari out in South Africa. They're staying in Cape Town. They're going on a safari that's about 2 hours away. So on their drive there, they were actually talking to the driver. And the driver was like, oh, that's pretty exciting. I'm glad that you guys came to visit. I've actually never been on a safari myself. So this is going to be really exciting for you guys. And as soon as he said that, Gina and Marina, who are friends, they're young, 23 years old, they were like, hey, we don't want him to miss out on this. He drove all the way over here. He might as well come join us. So they decided to buy this man a ticket. He obviously was surprised, gets out, does the safari with everybody, enjoys it. Gina said that his favorite or her favorite moment was watching him get really excited when they saw the lions. He actually pulled his phone out and started recording. This man, who's older, was in his 40s, basically was beyond grateful, made sure he gave him a hug and told him thank you. And we got some cool pictures out of it as well, too. This story brightened up my day, so I wanted to share it here on the Positive Truth Podcast with our listeners everywhere.
Yeah, that's a great positive news story.
Tu sabes.
You brought someone along on vacation with a little bit of brightness. Also, who wouldn't want that?
100. The fact that you live somewhere where they have safaris and you can't go, obviously, probably couldn't afford to go. So that's tough on it itself that people don't even think about. So the fact that they bought him this ticket and he's able to do a once in a lifetime opportunity, even though he lives that close, is amazing myself. Gina and Marina are dope. They're dope. There's not a lot of 23-year-olds out here in this world that are going to be thinking about somebody else when they're on vacation. So that's pretty awesome.
Did you say the source?
I did not, but the source is SWNS News.
That's what's up. I'm going all around the world this week.
Ooh, I like it.
So we're going to start with bbc.co.uk with Priyanta Patel. She's the owner of the Empowered Desi. It's a society that organizes alternative events to drinking and clubbing for young adults. As someone that doesn't drink or club, I like this already. It launched in July, and they do paint and sip events. They go to tea rooms. They go to art shows. And her reason for starting this was because she said there's a lot of division in the news and in today's day and age with social media. I want to unite everyone as human beings and be inclusive to everyone.
Okay.
I like that. She grew up Indian in England. And she was like, I felt isolated and neglected that I couldn't relate to people because most of my friends were not from my community. So I couldn't talk about the festivals that we celebrate, the type of Indian food we have, and also the clothes we wear for special occasions. I felt that I couldn't express my individuality, which in turn affected my confidence and self-worth. She realized she had a lack of cultural belonging growing up and wanted to create a space for people like her. While the name of the society is inspired by the South Asian community, Ms. Patel said the group is open to all cultures and religion. She also said it's hard to make friends as an adult. And she wanted to create space for that. It's not just for South Asians. It's for everyone.
Take that, world. Where was she at whenever we were 21?
Probably in England.
Touché.
Before we get out of here, we need to pause and do audio meditation. It's where me and Tim talk about one thing we're grateful for each, because in the stresses of life, we often overlook all the great things going on in our own lives. We encourage everyone listening to think of one thing you're grateful for as well. Guaranteed to make your day so much more positive. Tim, what are you grateful for today?
Man, I'm beyond grateful for good friends. The daughter had a soccer game the other day, and surprisingly enough, a couple of her friends from school actually surprised her and showed up. And she went from doing her thing out there, still killing it on defense. She's a monster out there. But then her friends showed up and they were cheering for her, and her whole mood changed. She went from running from one end of the field back to the other, playing offense and defense. And you can just tell it's not just about the parents showing up. It's also about friends, family, and support system. So shout out to Layla's friends for being good friends.
Wonder where she got that trait from.
I don't know.
You.
What about yourself, sir?
You know what's funny is I had all five like locked and loaded, but you just totally threw me off with that first one.
You got to start going first.
Absolutely not. Never going first. Oh, yeah. I'm going to be grateful for ChatGPT for helping me learn how to cook. I've learned how to cook approximately 3 dishes so far.
Shout out to ChatGPT.
They did turn out horribly. You better believe 2 of those dishes are all I'm eating. And now I remember what I was going to say. So I'll say that on Tuesday.
All right, cool. I'm glad that you're learning how to cook, man. It is 2025. We got too many tools in front of us.
Facts with Tim McCoy. Do you have a quote before we get out of here?
Absolutely. Believe you can, and you're halfway there, just like you with cooking, man.
Sarcasm with Tim. We appreciate everyone for listening. Like, share, subscribe, rate, and review. If you send us a positive news story, we will send you a t-shirt for free. We're out.
Stay positive.